calling for military unity 2 days after security forces failed to respond to opposition leader Juan Guaido's call for an uprising. Guaido, backed by a small contingent of security forces, called for the military to turn against Maduro on Tuesday. But police dispersed the crowds in clashes that raged for hours. Thousands of Venezuelans heeded the opposition's call to fill the streets around the nation a day later. But the streets of Caracas are calm on Thursday. Guaido, speaking through an interpreter on Fox Business Network's Trish Regan Primetime, thanked U.S. leaders for their support.
We want to maintain the best relations with the United States and the Trump administration. We need to thank them for their determination to defend democracy in our region. I think that's been very important.
Maduro is accusing Guaido of trying to carry out a U.S. and Colombian-supported coup and says the opposition will fail. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee held a hearing today on special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of Russian election interference. But the hearing was very short when the expected witness, Attorney General William Barr, skipped the hearing. The House panel is considering holding Barr in contempt of Congress for failing to show. On Wednesday, Barr testified before a Senate committee defending his handling of Mueller's report. British Prime Minister Theresa May has fired her defense minister, saying there is compelling evidence he was the source of leaked information from a secret meeting about Chinese telecommunications company Huawei. The firing of Gavin Williamson was sparked by a newspaper story last month citing a decision taken at a national meeting of the National Security Council. This is VOA News. The United States is tightening its economic sanctions on Iran by ending a set of waivers that had allowed some of the country's largest